Fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Oh, we are back for another week. And as you can see, we are joined by
Luchador Jorge.
Luchador Jorge. Do the thing. Zero Miedo. George wanted to wear the Penta mask, so he is. George, how are you, Mr. Luchador Jorge?
Oh, not too bad. You know, just enjoying this fine Tuesday.
You know who you remind me of right now?
Who?
Who is the most famous luchador of all time that has recently resurfaced? You're like reverse El Grande right now.
Yeah.
Well, Shorts, you are not wearing a mask. How are you?
I'm good. I just can't get over the fact that what? Jorge or Luchador Jorge is there.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Gracing us with his presence. If you are watching live right now on YouTube, hello. If you are watching live on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button and that notification bell. Say hello to us in the comments section. Join the conversation. It's all about the community here on Unprofessional Wrestling. Don't forget also to check us out on Apple and Spotify. Search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Leave us a rating and a review.
Lights aren't on.
What?
It seems, it kind of sounds like it's coming from your phone.
Oh boy, here we go.
It's all working on my end.
It's not a,
Are you sure your phone's turned up?
Mine? I don't use my phone.
Are you sure your phone's
turned up? Hey, what's happening, Tilly? Give us a quick mic check. Let us know if we sound okay. I think we do. I think we sound great. We always sound good. Very exciting stuff happening here, boys.
First things first. It's your birthday yesterday, right?
Perhaps.
Let's just say I got you a little sum. You're going to love it.
Oh, no. What the hell? Do you see this? Did you know about this already?
No, he didn't.
Tilly says we sound fine. Thank you, Tilly. Appreciate it. I don't know what Shorts is talking about.
Show the camera.
Okay. If you're watching on YouTube, I don't understand. What is...
It's a
pink box with a face, and it has a big set of...
It could be a dick, or it could be Patrick.
No, balls on it. Okay.
You're going to love it, I promise. You should take a picture of it first.
I don't even know how to open this. Like, do I open it from the balls?
Hey,
do
man,
I open it from the face?
I didn't wrap it. We'll just say that.
You know, this isn't the first time somebody in your life has... just given genitalia-themed presents. Okay.
You're talking about the bag of dicks.
The bag of dicks. Yeah, me and Kelly were just talking about the bag of dicks previously, not too long ago. I think I know what this is. All right. What's the correct way to open this?
Just rip it open.
All right, I'm opening this present here. There's cardboard. Should I rip the testicles off?
You rip them off.
Oh, woo! Oh, it's behind me. All right.
Knocks a phone over.
Oh, yeah. It's being added to the set. This is a CM Punk action figure. The best in the world, CM Punk. I don't have the song queued up, but hell yeah, brother. He's doing the little go to sleep pose.
I don't know what's with all the different hands in there, but...
I don't know either. Yeah, why? It comes with different sets of hands. You, like, take them on and put other sets back off. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to set that right there. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm old now.
You can still play with it.
Or
leave it in the box. I don't care what you do with it now.
Probably go the latter. I'll probably go
start a collection behind us of like action figures.
Man, we don't even have a good spot to put these belts yet. Yeah, so anyways, like I said, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Also, don't forget to subscribe on Apple and Spotify. Really appreciate that stuff. And join the conversation. I know we got a few people watching right now. We really appreciate that. So we just want to say thank you. More subscribers would be amazing because we're very close to 500. We need 50 more people to subscribe, and we are at 500 subscribers, which would be a big milestone for us, especially as we approach WrestleMania. Boys, all podcast loads. Yeah. Loads.
Oh, my
loads.
God.
I didn't mean to say that. All podcast roads lead to our WrestleMania pre-shows. We are doing pre-shows before WrestleMania, both Saturday and Sunday. Those pre-shows are a lot of fun. I enjoy them very much. We like to have a couple Steve Weisers and have a good time doing those. And looking forward to seeing you for that as well. So, last week, boys, we talked about the build-up to WrestleMania. And I think the consensus was largely that it was kind of lackluster, right? Like, we didn't feel super hyped about Mania. Can you confirm?
Very much.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like some matches were, you know, I was really looking forward to, but
yeah.
Now they're starting to add more and more and more. It's like all coming together.
So I feel like since last week when we talked about this, that there has been quite a turnaround. I would now say I'm a lot more hyped for Mania than what I was last week when we talked about how not hyped we were. I feel like there were more dots connected last week. I felt like more things started to make sense, and they gave me more to be excited about in these matches that seemed like, I don't know, I felt kind of meh on. I feel less meh. What say you?
I'm still kind of meh, but I just almost, there's so many matches that need to be involved with WrestleMania that I feel like they're just kind of throwing some in now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Logan Paul, AJ Styles.
Don't get me
started. Doesn't really have a lot behind it.
We're gonna talk about it, but I just hate Logan Paul, dude.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's too good. I like Logan Paul's wrestling style. I do. It's cocky heel, high flyer.
I'll never deny that he's good in the ring. I will never deny that.
It's just
I don't know. I don't want to say too much until we get into it. But
okay,
why don't we start with easily the biggest thing that happened on SmackDown. That is, of course, the contract signing for the triple threat match between Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. So, of course, traditional contract signing in the WWE that usually ends in some horrible physical calamity, traditionally. It didn't really go down like that, but that's good. That's good. I'm glad it didn't. Roman Reigns comes out, starts talking a little bit, you know, does the typical acknowledge me and all that jazz. Crowd's super hot, by the way. This SmackDown was in London at the O2 Arena, as was Raw last night. Great crowds. I hope this is the end of the European tour, though.
It is. Thank God.
Sweet. I mean, it's cool turning Raw on at 2 p.m., you know, while I'm just sitting on my couch working already anyway. But there's just something about that Monday evening tradition you get excited for. You know what I mean?
It kind of makes you want to stay off social media for the next couple hours until you can actually sit down and watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. But alas, Roman Reigns is talking, you know, acknowledge me and all that stuff. Seth Rollins comes out. They start talking about their history. You know, there's some hatred and whatever else, right? So with that, contract is getting signed, everything like that. Here comes CM Punk. And CM Punk sits down. He's talking a little bit. He's looking through the contract. And Roman Reigns basically says, I know what you're looking for. Paul, why don't you smarten him up? Paul Heyman leans in to CM Punk and says, I know what you're looking for, and it's there. You are main eventing WrestleMania. And I like to believe that Punk did not know this already. Saw a tear come from his eye.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool if you know, he found out live on air that way, and you got that genuine, like, realization, like, oh, shit, I finally did it.
Yeah.
Especially if that's what he's been fighting for his entire WWE career.
And especially coming from Paul Heyman, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing, too, that makes me think, oh, that's when he found out, was because it was Heyman that was delivering that news. And essentially, Roman Reigns starts to talk about it more, and he's like, yeah, you're welcome. I'm the reason that this is main eventing. I'm the reason you are main eventing WrestleMania. And from there, things are starting to cool down. Punk says some things. Yeah, kind of backhanded, complimenting. Yes, my tribal chief. Yes, big dog, which the crowd reacted to a little bit there. Punk starts to get out of the ring, and then he turns back around. Well, okay, let me back up a little. Roman said something about how a favor earned or whatever. So obviously in Roman's mind, this is the favor. The main event is the favor. Punk goes to get out of the ring. He turns back around, and he goes, oh, by the way, Roman, that main event, that's not my favor. And then Heyman looks horrified. Like, he didn't want Punk to bring that up. This is not the favor. What did we think of this segment overall? Shorts. What is the favor?
Going into this, I thought this is his favor. You know, he, like I said just before, like, he's been wanting to... main event his entire career. You know, looking back, you know, the whole pipe bomb, John Cena taking his spot as WrestleMania main event and getting to this point. It's a great accomplishment now in his life. And now he doesn't want that as a favor, which is wild. But I don't know how he can decide this, where he just goes, this isn't my favor, but you did this for me. Not my favor, though. I have a little theory.
Oh, here it
that,
is.
That his favor is going to be being a part of the Cody versus John Cena match, because he needs a title match. He tried for Royal Rumble. That fell through. He got screwed over in the Elimination Chamber because he wanted to try to be a part of the title picture.
He mentioned both of those things last week.
Yep. And so that is his real favor he wants, is being a champion, or at least being in a championship match. And so whether it's Cody in the match with Cody versus Cena, or it's getting him a title match immediately after WrestleMania, but I think he might try to do it in WrestleMania.
I think it's very plausible. George, what did you think of this segment?
Going back to Schwarzer, imagine if you main evented both nights of WrestleMania. Like, you'd...
That would be wild.
Living the fucking dream.
Yeah.
But I think his favor is to take Paul Heyman away from Roman.
Ooh.
I mean, it's a big... if, but that's my theory.
Now, do you think that Paul Heyman already knows what this favor is supposed to be?
From all of his reactions the last 2 weeks, yeah.
That's why I asked. Because whenever Punk brings up the favor, Roman gets upset. Heyman goes, oh, geez, you know. And, yeah, I think Heyman must already know what the favor is, based on these reactions. What say you, Shorts?
Yeah, I seeing his reaction after the signing, yeah, I could see that. He did look a little bit flustered and not necessarily annoyed, but more of like stop, don't bring this up anymore kind of thing. So whatever the favor is, Paul definitely has some inkling of it.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. I really don't know or have a great guess as to what I think the favor is. I would like it to end up being title related. somehow or another. I just don't know how they get there. The closer we get to Mania, though, the more I think Seth wins and Heyman aligns with Seth, because that's not what anybody's going to expect. People are going to expect he's going to stick with Roman, or he's going to be with Punk once again.
What good do you think it does for Paul to be with Seth? I'm just wondering, like, what would be the outcome? Is it more of just like Paul Heyman's like the rocket strapped to someone's back and they're just automatically this top tier person?
I think they can try to angle it in a similar way that they did with Roman, where, you know, Seth hasn't had any big title reigns lately. He's been an afterthought in a lot of different storylines and feuds. Like, he almost feels like an afterthought in this, right? Because it's all about Heyman, and it's about Punk, and it's about the favor, and Kitty's back. Schwartz's cat's in the background. I love her. She's the best snuggler. And I think Seth needs a big change right now, because he does not feel like he's at the top of the heap in a lot of ways. And I think he needs a complete character change. And I think Paul can be a big part of that for him.
I mean, it's only been a year for that since he's had that title.
Yeah. However, he hasn't felt like a prominent part of a lot of things. I don't know. But I think what he needs is a big character change, and I think Paul would be a major part in putting that all together and making that make sense. So
you don't want him coming out in different outfits every single week?
Oh my God. I'm fine with different outfits, man, but just stop like
walking clown emoji.
Don't want to say it, but like, how else do I describe it? I hate his current character. I hate his stupid cackling. I hate the song. Get rid of the damn song. Especially if you want him to be a heel, which I think is going to happen out of this. You can't have the song. You just can't do it. But I digress.
I think it makes sense if Paul goes with Seth, if Seth turns heel after this or because of this. Mm-hmm. I think that's what that would work. But I don't know if passing Paul along like a little, like a trophy kind of deal is, I don't know. I don't know if that's really what
I don't think needed. Seth needs like a manager though.
No, but neither does Roman.
Not anymore.
Right. But I think there's a lot of good ways they can go with it. But I think this would also allow Seth and Roman to get into a big feud, maybe that leads into SummerSlam or something like that. And then Punk can move on to the title or something of that nature. And then he no longer has to be attached to Roman and Seth after Mania.
Right.
So that's what I know. Are there any closing thoughts on that triple threat match that is main eventing one night of WrestleMania?
I got nothing.
Excellent. As far as SmackDown goes, there definitely weren't as many, I guess, notable Mania-related build-up things like there were on Raw. But at the beginning of the show, we did see Cody would cut a promo. Randy came out, started talking how proud he was. And then Drew McIntyre interrupted, and basically it led to a short altercation. Cody hit Drew. Randy tried to hit an RKO on Drew. Drew got out of the ring, and this is, of course, building up to the Drew and Randy match, correct? That was the match that happened later that night? Yeah, Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton. So speaking of, in Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, match is happening. Randy gets distracted by Kevin Owens walking down the ramp. Drew hits a claymore for the win. Later on backstage, Drew's talking about how he's going to go get drunk because Damian Priest isn't there. He's going to go party in London, brother. And Priest ends up attacking Drew backstage. And we get to a point where Priest ends up slamming Drew into a windshield. It's real glass.
Real glass.
Cry me a river, brother. Cry me a river. I saw something, and I don't remember where I saw it, that Drew potentially had like a very minor like injury or cut to his eye due to the glass.
He got glass in his eye.
So, I mean, yet again proving Punk is right all the time.
You got to start gimmicking those things.
I saw something about it online with the whole glass in the eye thing. And then the first comment I saw underneath of that was a picture of Drew McIntyre with Jack Perry. I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was funny. Tilly says, and we're going to talk about this really quick. Tilly says, with that triple threat match, does making it main event make Jay and Gunther look like a second class title? Listen, I don't think it necessarily makes the title look bad, but this feud has not been good enough to be a main event. And there hasn't been enough interest in Gunther. There hasn't been enough interest in Jay, in my opinion. Not saying he's not over or that he doesn't have fans, but there are no layers to this character that he has been presenting, I don't think. So I don't think it makes the title look bad, but I think it definitely needs to transition into different hands and a rebuild of sorts.
Neither of the Rumble winners are main eventing.
You don't think so?
Definitely not.
And you know what? That's okay. However, I do think, because, I mean, you got 4 world titles right now, 2 for the men, 2 for the women. You can't promise that the Royal Rumble winner is going to main event.
It's always been like that, though.
Yeah.
No, I know, but at this point, you just need to advertise it as a title match at Mania. You need to stop advertising it as the winner gets a main event spot. Sure, your microphone movement is just wild.
What do you mean?
It is making a lot of noise on our end.
Yeah. Stop moving.
My bad. Yeah, but they advertised it. Both of them were main eventing. So they basically just lied.
That's what I'm saying. They need to stop advertising it as Rumble winners are main eventing, because sometimes it doesn't happen. Which I'm fine that doesn't happen, because it should go to the bigger story, in my opinion. But you got to stop advertising those winners as main eventing. So hopefully that answers your question there, Tilly. Thank you for the question, by the way. And if you ever decide to catch us live on YouTube, if you don't do so already, we're right here every Tuesday. You can ask us questions during the show. We'll talk about it on the show. And we love talking with you guys about anything that comes up. So, yeah, with that, obviously we're building towards a Drew and Randy match. Or no, we're building towards a Randy and Kevin Owens match at Mania. We're building towards a Drew and Damian Priest match at Mania.
Timu Undertaker.
I don't have a lot of interest in this match currently, but they definitely are building it up right now. And I think this is a good step in the right direction, but I want to see where it goes from here before I really care too much about it, I guess. So that really covers what we saw on SmackDown for the most part.
Well, we did see a possible debut going to happen soon.
Yes. Who is it, Shorts? Wait. El Grande Jorge.
Whoa, you definitely said it wrong.
Whatever.
Luchador Jorge.
Luchador Jorge. Why don't you give us the pleasure of doing your announcer voice and telling us who is debuting on SmackDown this Friday?
I definitely can't do that, but I'll say his name.
You can work on it. Do something. Here, I'll give you. Let me give you some music or something to go along with it. Hold on.
I forgot his name.
Hold on. What do you mean you... What do you mean you forgot his name?
There's like 2 people I'm thinking of right now.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me...
Like fucking
okay, here we go.
Jeopardy. I hope you say the wrong one.
Oh, I'm supposed to say it now?
Yeah, do it now. Ray Phoenix! Excellent.
Yes.
That was really...
You're right.
You thought I was going to say Aleister Black, didn't you?
Oh, that's not yet. That was also a tease.
I am hoping that happens at some point here soon. Him and the Judgment Day would be great.
I know the date when he's going to debut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it said it in his last promo, or his last vignette.
I must have missed it. I didn't see that.
It was very quick, and it was Roman numerals.
And the Roman numerals were what?
4/25. It's the Friday after WrestleMania.
Okay. All right. I'm about it. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Aleister Black. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let's move on to Monday Night Raw. Let's talk about this Cody and John Cena promo. Because, boys, I think I said last week, I'm getting sick of these two just coming out and just doing like kind of sort of generic promos and having a face to face where there isn't really a lot of substance. But we did have another face to face promo back and forth between the two on Raw. However, this absolutely delivered.
Fucking cooked.
So Cody basically came out. Or no, Cena was out. Cena was talking a bunch of stuff. Cody came out, pointed out all of the things that Cena could make fun of Cody for. Cena makes some other digs at Cody. There's a stare down that happens. Cena goes for an attack on Cody. Cody dodges and hits Cena with the crossroads, but we had Cody calling Cena a piece of shit. Basically said he had a tiny dick in his jorts.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had what, more dick in his promo than he had in his shorts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a good line. I thought both looked really, really strong. I definitely think Cody outshined Cena a little bit on this personally.
He did.
And which was good to see because Cody's got to be able to hang with Cena, because how many times have we seen Cena get in the ring with somebody less experienced on the microphone, like Roman Reigns? You guys remember back in the day when Reigns was getting pushed hard?
Spit it out. I'll wait.
Yep. It's called a promo, kid. You're going to have to learn how to do it someday.
Shut up, John.
It's suffering succotash.
Dude. And did the same thing with Austin Theory a couple years ago. And I didn't think that would happen to Cody here, but Cody looked like a absolute star in this.
Dust.
So that was good to see. What did you guys think of this Luchador Jorge?
Like I said last night, it was definitely amazing. I really liked some references of someone who shall not be named and
oh yeah,
the other company, and you know, some little jabs here and there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We had Cody, you know, mentioning he was booed in the company that he created, and I don't think that was intended to be like a jab or anything, but it was a great point. It just goes to show, I guess, what he was coming from, and to come and be the absolute biggest star the company has seen him probably since Cena, mm-hmm. if we're being honest.
It was almost kind of like it's kind of almost like an 8 Mile moment, you know, the movie 8 Mile.
Yep.
Where like he had all the jet or all the digs that he figured John Cena was going to come up with, and he already said them all. He was like, yeah, I know I have a lisp. And
mm-hmm. Me too.
He's like,
we know.
He was like, he's like my character, or he's like my who I was before. And he's like, Stardust. Doesn't help it. Mm-hmm. So
we got a Stardust chant going.
Was good. You bet.
And I mean, I liked Stardust. I'm just saying. And he did such a really good job playing it. And he downplays it all the time and says he hates it. And I understand his purpose behind hating it, but come on. Stardust was good. It was.
It was good when him and Goldust tagged. It wasn't good in the beginning. Dust. But yeah. I thought it delivered really well.
Yeah. That definitely helped get me a little bit excited. we're at a point now. We are only 3 weeks from Mania at this point. We need things to be happening every week in every storyline now. No more meaningless promos where there isn't any movement to a storyline. Let's get this shit going. Let's get everything hyped up because it's now or never at this point. Now we don't have 2 months before WrestleMania to make things happen. It's got to start happening right now, in my opinion. Also on Raw, real quick, we did see the New Day versus a returning New Catch Republic. Tyler Bate was off since, I believe, last summer with a torn pec. And the New Day won. Let me ask you guys a question. We can keep this brief because this is something I thought of yesterday with the New Day being on. Agree or disagree, they did a really good job turning them heel when Big E came out, correct?
Agreed.
Correct.
What the fuck happened since then? They did not capitalize this on at all. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
What the fuck happened with them?
They didn't really do anything.
They haven't done anything.
They did like they get booed every time they come out, but they're not like retaliating on anything.
I feel like they had so much heat from that whole Big E betrayal that they did. And they did nothing with it. Absolutely nothing with it. Like they should have been. I'm not saying I know what they should have done with them right away, but they did nothing meaningful with them, with that momentum they had.
No, they stuck them with Rey Mysterio back and forth with, and then Dragon Lee, and they didn't even do anything with that. So, I don't know. They definitely dropped the ball on that. They should have had them go against like all the tag teams and then just steal wins from each one of them. That's honestly what they should have done.
I feel like if Big E like made more presence like here and there, there'd probably be a lot more heat with them every week. But considering he probably can't do that besides PLEs,
right?
I mean I don't know. I think there's a lot of things they could have done, and I don't know what would have made the most sense. Tilly says, New Day needs the tag titles as a heel to be over. I don't know. I think if you're hot enough, you don't necessarily need the titles. However, I do think it would establish, like, we are, like, the goats in this division. And you can rule the kingdom with an iron fist if you have those titles. And that would bring those tag titles back up, especially if you had those tag titles, you know, coming off of the momentum that they got from that Big E turn. And man, I don't know, disappointing because it could have been so cool. But I digress.
They probably will be going for the titles. I mean, it's what it looked like. They're probably going to have the tag titles at WrestleMania, which is the most lackluster build-up to any title match so far.
Yeah, so far we don't really have anything for the tag titles.
U.S., Intercontinental.
Something I'm sure one of, if not both of them, are going to end up in some sort of gimmicky or multi-man or team match.
Kind of like last
like,
year.
Yeah, like a TLC or like a
it's ladder. It's going to be the U.S. title. It's going to be the U.S. title, and then I think it's going to be Penta and Braun Breaker.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
WrestleMania.
Sure. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We already knew AJ Styles and Logan Paul was going to happen, clearly.
Let's talk about that new finisher. How do you like it?
That was pretty neat.
The pulverizer.
The pulverizer.
That's what it's called. The pulverizer.
Yeah.
Okay. This stupid.
Yeah. Name. It's pretty cool.
What a stupid name for a stupid person.
I mean, I don't like the guy, but it's kind of cool. Like, I'd definitely do it to you right now on this table.
Yeah. Well, you won't. No balls.
No. Go pick up the balls that you threw.
You put those headphones on right now. Put them back on.
He's going to get another beer.
He's going to get another beer. He's doing backflips the whole way because he's a luchador now, all the way to the fridge. Well, you can't see it, but he's definitely doing it.
He was trained by a Grande Americano or whatever you say his name.
Tilly says, is it just me or have they wasted the Motor City Machine Guns so? No, I don't think so. I mean, they've had, what, two title reigns already? And I think they're definitely over with the crowd, and they got him over with the crowd pretty well right away.
One another.
I do think, I mean, the SmackDown tag division is easily the hottest compared to Raw's, and it's not even close. I could see a big multi-man or multi-team match happening at Mania with those tag titles.
How do we feel about the Hardy Boys showing up for this?
That'd be fun.
I can see it. I mean, obviously, they've been a part of a couple NXT matches recently, this whole TNA partnership. Yeah, but anyways, there's a promo segment between AJ Styles and Logan Paul, and in the end, really, Logan Paul hits this new finisher on AJ. Nobody said anything much of substance, I guess. And yeah, I mean, we obviously know this match is happening already anyway. I don't know. I'm not excited about this. Is it going to be a great match? Abso-fucking-lutely it's going to be a great match. I couldn't care less about Logan Paul. I'm upset that we only have probably realistically a couple WrestleManias left with AJ, and one of them is getting wasted on this trash human being, Logan Paul. So that's how I feel about that.
I would say we only maybe have one WrestleMania left.
He said in an interview recently with, I believe, Chris Van Vliet, that he is planning to be done in the next couple of years. Hmm. So, and that this likely won't be his last WrestleMania. However, we only got a couple of them left.
Do we see a title reign in between then at all with him?
I'd like there be.
Any title? Mm. Realistically, do you see a title reign of any kind?
Main title, yes.
Man, I don't know.
Mid title, probably.
I don't know.
I see them throwing him in a tag team.
No.
I do.
I see them bringing back the Good Brothers once again.
For the fourth time. Ring, ring, yes, Good Brothers. You're in Japan? Yeah, do you want to come back to WWE for the fifth time?
We need you for like a year. We'll give you two matches.
And then we'll do nothing with you. I mean, it really seemed like they were going to do something with him, and AJ was going to be doing that big, he had that big heel turn started, and then, you know, the Good Brothers and Meechin or whatever, they're all like, are you good? Are you good? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And I think AJ got hurt. Nothing else happened with it, and Good Brothers got released, and that was that. So, Tilly says, Logan is just a horrible person. Not as a character, but real life, he needs to go away. Yeah, he's not getting booed because he's a good heel. He's getting booed because
he's a piece of shit.
Because people think he's a piece of shit, which is very fair if you look into why people think he's a piece of shit.
Tell him why. Let's hear it.
Do you have to go and talk about the Japan trip from him?
That's one of the reasons.
He still has a hat, just to let you know.
What?
Dominic asked him.
Yeah, so anyways, Styles and Logan Paul. I'm sure it's going to be a good match. I'm not doubting anybody's athletic abilities, but
what about yours?
What about my athletic abilities? You got a problem? You want to fight?
I don't know.
You want to have a foot race? Dude,
he's got a bad back. Leave him alone.
I just beat your brother in volleyball. I know I can beat you, too.
Did you have anything to do with it, or was it Kelly that did it?
Wow. How dare you? Undermine
because I'll definitely say it.
Say what?
Say it.
I don't see my brother doing well at all. I feel like it's his girlfriend that does it, so.
I mean, she could serve very well, and that definitely made things challenging for us. But Shawnee couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
Shawnee jumps like his ass is full of lead. He has a stupid look on his face all the time. Bro's too short to spike the ball.
That man's got a family.
I'm just, listen. I'll make sure to let you know what happens next time I go against him. It's going to happen again. We're committed to three nights of volleyball for the summer now, so that's neat.
Three nights a week?
Are you texting him right now, like verbatim, telling him what I just said? Why are you smiling?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean,
no.
You can tell him that because...
No, I might, though.
Oh, okay.
Right now?
While you're doing that, make sure you stop moving your mic around, too. That'd be great. Thanks.
Is it really? You can hear it?
It's not great, man.
It's like...
You it's
like loose.
Watch this back after it's done. You'll hear it. We need to get you a shock mount.
I'll put it back down.
We need to get you a shock mount and we'll be good.
Yeah. Mine's... What is it? What do they say on Step Brothers? Mine's not the theatrical version, but it's okay. It'll do.
That'll do.
You guys have the best version.
So
the shit version.
All right. So I know we wanted to keep this a little bit shorter. Let's move on. Let's talk about one of the most maybe uncomfortable things we've seen on the show, maybe for a little bit. So of course I'm referencing Jimmy Uso versus Gunther. So, of course, this match was set up last week on Raw, where Gunther was going to face Jimmy after Jimmy slapped Gunther across the face backstage. So, of course, Gunther wasn't going to let that slide. Jimmy has some moments in the match. Gunther hits the powerbomb, goes for a pin, and he keeps doing these fakeouts, right? He tried to pin him, pulls Jimmy up at two, does the same thing after a clothesline. And he hits the sleeper hold on Jimmy for the win. Jay comes out to save Jimmy from a beatdown. Gunther runs into the crowd. And then we come back from commercial. Unless you're on a VPN like me. There was no commercial.
Same.
But
same.
We come back. What, George?
I was going to say, I just fast-forwarded it.
So we come back. You watch later. So we come back from commercial break, and we see Jimmy basically carrying Jimmy's basically being carried out of the ringside area by Jay. But then here comes Gunther, attacks both of them from behind. Gunther takes some zip ties away from a security guard or whatever that's coming to try to break things up, and he ends up zip tying Jey Uso's hands to the rope, and after he does that, pulls Jimmy into the ring and starts beating the absolute shit out of Jimmy. And there is blood pouring from Jimmy, and it's all over Gunther. Gunther had some on his finger and he licked it. I was like, man, this is savage stuff. Yeah, the feud needed this because I've been saying I'm not interested in this match. I just said it at the start of the show. No, I wasn't interested at all. Now I'm a lot more invested in this. Now there's a lot of heat in it. Now it's very personal to Jay. I love this. This is great stuff, and it made people uncomfortable, and that's what it should be doing. Especially at this stage when we're trying to make things matter for WrestleMania.
I mean, Gunther was just covered in blood.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy's blood.
Yeah. Like, holy shit. Like, I loved it. All of it.
Jimmy probably actually had to have stitches in real life. So.
Now, I don't know if that was hard way or if he bladed and went too deep or what. And I don't care. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I love this.
I want more.
I might look just because I'm curious.
It was good stuff. It was real good stuff. And the feud absolutely needed this, and it definitely makes me more excited for Mania, and it definitely makes me more excited to see what happens with the World Heavyweight Championship after WrestleMania. So, bravo. Can't wait to see what comes out of that next week. Outside of that, very controversial topic on the show the last handful of weeks has been Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, and Bianca Belair. So last week, we learned from Adam Pearce that Bianca was going to be the special guest referee in a title rematch between Rhea and Io Sky. We don't see a lot of special guest referee stipulations being thrown around these days. I think it made sense here. I was all about it. You look like you want to say something, Shorts.
I just... No, it's all good. Keep going.
So the match is going on. There's back and forth happening between Rhea and Io. Rhea ends up accidentally kicking Bianca in the mouth and out of the ring. So, of course, Bianca's unable to count Rhea's winning pin that the crowd is just endlessly counting. Yeah. Bianca comes back in. Io accidentally drop kicks Bianca, and Bianca calls a double disqualification on Rhea and Io because now she's been hit twice.
I called that last week, by the way.
Once by each person. And I mean, yeah, it's not super unpredictable by any means. Rhea and Io get pissed, of course, and they're all attacking each other. And to end it all, Rhea hits an avalanche riptide from the middle rope. There's something else in my notes here that I cannot read out loud.
What
is it, George? What's so funny?
This motherfucker over here on the screen.
Travis? See what happens when George actually reads his notes? He can see the stupid things that, Shorts tries to literally put in our shared notes as I'm reading them to try to get me to say something just absolutely stupid.
You missed it on the Jimmy and Gunther, too.
Oof. Oh, I did? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bro.
I'm crying.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm getting there.
Listen, if you are a listener and or a watcher of the show, just know that we appreciate you, but also please understand that I cannot tell you what's being added to these notes as I'm basically just like reading through them as a guideline. If anybody's really that curious, we'll talk about it on Discord. If you are not a part of our Discord channel, there is a link in the description below. Join the community. Come join the conversation. We're trying to build that up, get it more active, get more engagement. Fucking El Jorge over here is still just laughing his nuts off.
Maybe I'll post it on Twitter.
I just keep reading it. It's not helping.
Anyways. Io Sky is still your champion. And I'm guessing she probably will be heading into WrestleMania. Now, obviously, this is heading into a triple threat match. It's been clear from the very start that this is going to be another triple threat match. I, however, do not feel that it's without reason. I do feel like it makes sense. And so far, all in all, I've been enjoying the whole storyline here for the Women's World Championship. What say you guys?
I just wish it wasn't so... I wish it wasn't so easy to see in the beginning.
Where it was going to end up.
Predictable.
Yeah. Sure. Let's say that. It wasn't so predictable.
I'm okay with it being a bit predictable. Like I said, though, as long as it makes sense and they give me a couple surprises in the middle there. Like the whole Bianca special guest referee. That was a good call. Made it interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they might as well have just put like Io versus Rhea with a normal referee and then had the heel Bianca just interfere and hit someone and then... Because it's pretty much that.
What the fuck did you just say?
What
did you just say? You know what you said. Say it again.
Heel Bianca.
Bianca's not a fucking heel.
I don't know. I think Jorge? That's what she wants you to think.
Jorge?
I mean, after last night, Bianca definitely seems like a heel.
What did she do that was heelish?
Double disqualification.
She didn't have to. Yeah. She didn't have to say the double disqualification. She did that out of her own validity right there.
She could have just let it happen. She didn't want Rhea to win.
Exactly.
Because Io is smaller, and she feels that she can beat Io.
And, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Bianca thinks that she can beat Io. As of right now, it's going to be Bianca versus Io in WrestleMania.
Okay, that's fine. But in any case, Bianca could have ended the match the second Rhea accidentally kicked her, but she didn't. She could have disqualified Rhea, just Rhea, right then and there, and she did not. So if she's just out to fuck Rhea and Rhea only, why didn't she end the match right there?
She wanted to give him a chance, and then Io came out and kicked her, and so she's like, you know what? Screw it. I don't need this. I'm just going to face Io because I know I can beat her.
Yeah. No, that's not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's something a heel would do. So
Bianca enforced the rules, and she tried to give people a fair shot and a second chance.
Listen. There are plenty of referees that get their asses kicked, get back in the ring, and don't disqualify people. But what did Bianca do?
Which means they're not enforcing the rules. Bianca is calling it better than any other WWE ref almost ever does.
Because she's an actual superstar.
Oh, shut up.
Because she's a babyface enforcing the rules.
Watch out. Jessica Carr is way better than her.
She's actually trying to get into wrestling now.
She just wrestled on Evolve.
Yeah.
She did.
She's like a masked wrestler. I don't remember what her name is.
Kalix.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Kalix. I don't know. Bianca is showing some heelish tendencies right here. And, you know, she might as well just hang out with Naomi at this point.
You fucking serious right now?
I'm serious.
I'm not even saying that Rhea's acting like a heel anymore. I don't think she is.
Rhea just wants what she's owed, and that's it.
And that's fair. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm still sticking to Bianca. Just because you said Rhea didn't say anything about Rhea doesn't mean I have to take back what I said about Bianca.
Hey, we all know that Io's going to win because it's just going to be Bianca and Rhea going at it with each other.
It is. And it's going to be like a SummerSlam thing somehow.
All right, so let me ask you this again as a continuation of last week. Last week we said, what if it's, because as of now, it's still technically slated as Io versus Bianca. Now let's say this match is a triple threat, which we know it's going to be, but let's say it's Io, Bianca, and Rhea for the title. Triple threat. Who wins?
Io.
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 Okay.
Realistically, I could see Io, but obviously I think Rhea is going to take this. So, I think
Rhea.
Realistically, it's Io.
Well, boys, I like this because I'm going Bianca.
We knew that.
No,
I suck a fart. You've been sucking her farts since day one.
Listen, first of all, that's disgusting. Second of all, I'm not just saying that because you think I am an absolute Bianca mark, even though I'm not. I'm just observing what's factually happening on my TV screen every Monday. Okay? I'm just saying, Rhea's already had that title, a couple times for quite a while?
No, she only had it for a little bit.
I don't know.
That last run.
She had it for a while.
2 or 3 months.
The last reign.
Well, but she's had that title a couple times, though, hasn't she?
Twice.
She has.
Because she had a forfeit. Yeah.
I just think, what happens if Rhea wins the title? Then what? What's left for her on Raw anymore? Like, I feel like she should lose and like go to SmackDown.
True. I wouldn't mind
it. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't mind it. I think once Tiffany Stratton wins.
That's right.
Rhea.
We can agree on
Rhea
that.
Can spank her up and down the mat. Because mommy's always on top.
I.
Not like actually spanking. I meant like beating the crap out of her. Poor choice of words by me.
I. I want to be excited for this Tiffany Charlotte match. So far, I'm not. Why would I be? They haven't done a lot. This last Friday, they had Charlotte in a match winning and then a backstage interview with Tiffany, which was, granted, much better than the segment they did with her the week before in that backstage interview.
She knew what you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. So that it went much better this week. Oh, Tilly. Tilly says, I'm glad I am not a mark for a female wrestler like you guys. Yeah. Yeah, he's talking about you, Shorts. Absolutely mommy, talking about you.
Mommy's always on top, so.
I'm calling it down the middle. I'm just telling you. Bianca's not a sure. heel.
Just like Bianca.
Bianca's
like
not a heel. I'm just saying, she's Bianca's not a heel. That's all I'm saying. It's my only point. And I do think she's going to win at Mania, and it's not because I'm a mark for her.
You're delusional.
Bro. I think we're going to like fist fight during our WrestleMania pre-show.
At least arm wrestle.
So pretty soon we're going to start seeing more matches come together for WrestleMania. And we're going to start seeing how our WrestleMania pre-shows are going to be laid out each day. I'm very excited. Despite it being Easter weekend. Maybe Travis's wife will come on as our clueless guest.
She did know who Cody Rhodes was when he came out, when he did the promo with John Cena.
Did she do the whoa?
No, but she was like, how's his eye doing?
Oh. So, oh. Maybe she's a big Travis Scott fan.
No, I don't even think she even really cares for him. She actually just said that Cody looks like a G.I. Joe character.
I see it.
Well,
I've heard him compared to a character from a TV show. What show is that? I haven't seen it, and I don't know what they look like.
Eminem.
No.
That's true.
I don't remember what show people say he's like just like the main character. In like his
Marshall Mathers.
No, it's...
Yeah, Cody's doing rap battles against John Cena next week.
It's on Amazon, kinda looks right? Like the show that you're talking about?
Maybe? I don't know. I've never actually seen it.
He looks like Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He's always wearing a suit and he got blonde hair. Hell yeah.
It's pretty broad. I don't know, man.
Pretty much.
Hey, Tilly, I got a question. Is it Tilly time?
Yeah. Zach Morris.
Zach Morris.
That's what Tilly had to say.
I don't know who that is, but now I need... Hold on. Now I need to look up who this person
it's
is.
It's Tilly time.
Cody Rhodes TV character.
Outlander.
Outlander, that's what it is.
Came to me finally. Oh.
I need to look up a picture of Homelander now.
Outlander, it's Homelander.
Homelander.
I said Outlander.
Okay, I can understand.
Outlander.
Looking it up, I can understand where the comparison's coming from. It's Tilly time. Okay, I can see where people are getting this from, but I don't think it's very close at all. But they also do say it.
Homelander.
But they also, you fucked it up now. I do hear people
say. No, I said Homelander.
No, you said Outlander that last time. But people do say that his character and a lot of the things he says are like similarly. I don't know. There's just like some subtle similarities, I guess, between the Cody and this Home/Outlander guy.
It's Homelander.
I'm just saying it because you guys keep saying it.
It's one of them.
Have you watched the whole thing like from start to finish on that? On The Boys?
No.
I haven't watched one second of it before.
Oh my God. You are missing a very, very good show. And
Homelander?
You are not.
Outlander.
Yeah, you are not. It's called The Boys. Oh. And Homelander is in it. And
I've heard of The Boys.
You need to watch it. And you are quite literally the worst person to speak on Homelander. So.
Why?
Because you have no background on it. You've never seen it.
Yeah, I know. I've literally seen them all. But I'm just telling you what I've heard people say when comparing Homelander and Cody. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
Stop looking at me that way.
Can't. Not when you're sucking Bianca's farts.
This guy.
Yeah.
Well, I've about had it with you in particular, Schwartz.
Whatever, dude.
And El Grande Jorge, or El Luchador.
Luchador Jorge.
Do you guys have any final thoughts on any of the big happenings of Raw and SmackDown this last week? Hi, Chrissy.
Trap says hi. Hello.
Hello.
I didn't hear her.
I'm excited that Rey Fénix is going to debut. Oh, God, we have a couple more go-home SmackDowns. Wait, is SmackDown in UK or no?
No.
No, they're all done.
They're not UK. Okay. No. Oh.
They're in Minneapolis is in Raw on Monday, and we are not going because tickets are so expensive, man. So expensive. And that's the Target Center for us. Well, I guess with that, let's take her home, boys. And by her, I mean this show. Anyways.
Taking Bianca home.
Okay, well. You can always take Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast with you. Don't forget to check us out on Apple and Spotify. Just search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Make sure to leave us a rating, subscribe, like, whatever it is that you can all do on podcasting platforms. Also, like I said, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. If you're here already, click that subscribe button, that notification bell. Like this video, this one you're watching right now. Click that like button. Leave us a comment as well. Share the video with your friends and family. They can see Luchador Jorge in living color.
Mm-hmm. Aha, I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's the band that plays CM Punk's. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I know.
Can I add, Tilly says, can I add a hot take? Punk is a better heel than a face. Yeah, I agree. Everybody is, I think, I would say.
No.
Okay, well.